Here we go again. A DOT worker hit by a car on our state highways. Late last Thursday, apparently a Department of Transportation supervisor got hurt when an impaired driver rear-ended them in a construction zone on Route 9. Sergeant Luke Davis of the Connecticut State Police apparently was there, responded to this. Right, Sergeant Davis? Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Yes, that's correct. I was actually assigned to that overtime job with the DOT crew and the construction crew.
Okay, so you have a way better understanding of what exactly happened and what the scene looked like. Could you tell us as much as possible?
Sure. So we had set up the pattern closing the left lane on Route 9 North in Berlin from exit 34 up to about exit 35 at the New Britain Town Line. So it was a longer pattern. I was actually ahead in the pattern because the 34 off-ramp was closed. So it was around 9 o'clock at night. The other trooper that was assigned to the job with me actually called the Troop H on the air and advised of the fact that there was an accident that just happened in the pattern. And he was at the back end of the pattern, so this was like somewhere in the middle. The DOT supervisor who got rear-ended by this impaired operator actually came running back to him to tell him what was going on. So it was at that point that we started to get up to that scene there. I had gone north and turned around to get back to where they were to come down and assist myself.
You know, it's so frustrating, Sergeant Davis, and we'll certainly do both sides of the story here, which is that it's not all doom and gloom. We've done an awful lot of work to prevent this from continuing. But we have to address, you know, as I'm getting off my show the next morning, I'm hearing about this, and I know I want to talk about it in the beginning of the week where we have more listeners, obviously, starting off the work week, not heading out for the weekend early during the summertime. But it's so frustrating to me, and I can only imagine how frustrating it is to you, because when you hear about troopers, DOT workers, tow truck drivers, what have you, they're not asking to work on our highways, but it's part of their jobs. And the fact that we still, in 2025, cannot guarantee them, you know, enough confidence that they're going to come home at the end of the day because people just don't want to drive correctly, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I feel a little bit like a broken record saying it time and time again, but it is 100% accurate what I say, that you are responsible not only for yourself, but the other people around you on the roadways. So if you are making decisions that is putting other people at risk, you are rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice with your life. You're rolling the dice potentially with your future. And you could be affecting somebody else's life and future as well. And it's not fair to do that to anybody else. So it is very important that we stress the fact, again, drive sober, do not drive distracted, and pay attention to what you're doing behind the wheel. You always have to use caution, especially when you're driving through a construction zone.
And, you know, so this is the part of the interview, if you will, Sergeant Davis, where we talk about the good things that have happened in the past couple of years. First and foremost, we know that, you know, the state police and the DOT have been working very closely together for wrong way drivers, more signage, more detection, all of that to deter drivers from just going the wrong way. Talk to people about what's also been, something of focus when it comes to impaired drivers, because it's actually gotten harder for you guys to some degree, especially with the legalization of marijuana, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong in that regard. However, there are some changes that are coming. So previously, the way that the law was written, the simple observation of somebody smoking marijuana in a vehicle wasn't enough to stop them. That's changing. So that's another thing, again, just the same as having an open container in a motor vehicle, which was also something that had happened on Thursday night that we observed at that scene, is going to be grounds for a traffic stop. So there's no longer going to be a requirement for a violation to be observed in addition to.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, we keep bringing up construction zones, and that was made. I was really happy to hear that was given the green light to DOT to permanently put some of these speed cameras in construction zones. Especially because you've got people clocked going more than 100 miles an hour in some of these zones, which is just, it's lunacy. There's a lot of talk right now, Sergeant Davis, and I love getting the perspective from, you know, both municipal and state police on this, the idea of red light cameras going beyond just municipalities and also being on the highways. What do you think about that?
I think it's certainly applicable. I mean, there's not too many sections of highway that we actually have control signals on. But yeah, I do agree with that. I think it would be very pertinent to kind of help spread that message, because just because you may not see us out there doesn't mean that you're not being watched and monitored for that kind of behavior that is endangering other lives.
And, you know, it's we were talking to lawmakers after the session. In fact, Comptroller Sean Scanlon, who started the officer fund for, you know, for police officers who died in the line of duty, and expanding it now to first responders, firefighters, EMT, what have you. And one of the things I had asked him was, does this include DOT workers? And he, you know, sort of, I don't want to say danced around, but he said, you know, no, we have different things in place for state workers. This is strictly for really first responders. But the reason I said this, and Sergeant Davis, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like we are hearing about, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's as many troopers, but I feel like we're hearing just as much about DOT workers or tow truck drivers, people who are also working on construction crews who are working, and they don't have a bypass line where they could say, well, I just don't want to work on the highway because I don't trust drivers. They have to go. And unfortunately, they're either getting struck and killed or just even getting hurt. I mean, in this situation, thankfully, it sounds like this DOT supervisor is going to be okay, but, you know, got seriously hurt and should not have to have their lives put in that kind of danger just because people don't want to be responsible behind the wheel.
You're 100% right, Melissa. And at the end of the day, another factor from that scene is a matter of seconds really could have made the difference there. So the DOT supervisor had literally just gotten into his truck to pull forward in the pattern. So he didn't even have time enough to put his seatbelt on when that truck had rear-ended him. But if that were seconds prior, it could have been him getting struck and not his vehicle.
According to, it looks like I was reading this in News Times, and again, we're talking to Sergeant Luke Davis of the Connecticut State Police. According to Josh Morgan from the DOT, he says so far in 2025, Connecticut DOT employees have been hit 33 times in work zones. That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. I actually talked to Josh directly the day following regarding this incident, and he had cued me in on that. And I was beside myself to hear that figure. So 33 incidents in 2025 alone of DOT workers getting hit. It's not acceptable. It really is not acceptable. And we really need the public to think about what they're doing before they get behind the wheel. That the mentality of I'll be okay or it won't happen to me really needs to go away, because the reality is it can happen to anybody. So that is all the more reason to be making smart decisions.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd be remiss to, you know, not mention that it was earlier this month as well where two state troopers on I-91 were hit. And again, from reckless driving, someone who just was going way too fast. And I think, again, I don't know if I'm probably throwing you a zinger here, Sergeant Davis, so forgive me. But do we have any kind of ballpark idea of how many troopers have also been hit either this year or just, you know, recently?
We've had roughly a half a dozen that I can think of off the top of my head where troopers have been hit, whether that's responding to a call for service on the highway, such as an accident, on a traffic stop, whatever have you. And this incident that happened earlier this month was actually the most severe that we've seen recently. Two troopers ended up in the hospital. One of them was discharged the same day with a severe concussion. The other one almost a week later with multiple broken bones. And it's going to be a long road to recovery for him. And again, that's that point that we're stressing. So they are out there helping people who were involved in an accident prior. And you have somebody who comes flying up the left lane, loses control, and strikes both of them. So I've heard some chatter regarding this about the fact that there was standing water on the highway. That may be the case. However, if that operator was actually driving at a reasonable speed given the weather conditions, that could have been avoided altogether.
Boom. it's just selfish. I'm sorry. And I'm not allowed to really have, I would say, you know, my own opinions kind of on this show. I really actually pride myself as a news reporter, as a journalist, of not putting my opinion out there. But this is a fact, in my opinion. It is so selfish. If you can't follow the rules of the road and you're driving over 100 miles an hour, for example, or you're going to drive intoxicated and you think that's just okay, it's selfish. End of sentence, period, move on. That is what it is. I mean, because it's just completely inexcusable for troopers or DOT workers or people just doing their jobs to not have a sense of relief in knowing that people care about the work that they're doing, that they're going to go home at the end of the day. I'm never going to feel differently about that. And I would hope the average person would feel that way if they really thought about it. Because if they did, these things wouldn't happen as frequently as they do. There are certainly freak accidents. Like you said, maybe there was standing water. But I'm sorry, when you are excessively speeding and you've got people clocked going 120 in a construction zone, people who misuse the left lane and the right lane, I mean, the bad behavior, I mean, it's just, it's selfish. That's how I feel about it.
I have to give you a mic drop on that one, Melissa.
There you go. Well, you know what? As long as I'm not crazy, which, you know, the verdict's not out on that. But this one I feel really strongly about. So, Sergeant Luke Davis, I thank you for the work that you do and our Connecticut State Troopers, obviously. And hopefully we start to see the trends change. I always hope for that every time we have this conversation. But, you know, we always thank you for at least coming on and you know, highlighting this and raising the concern to our listeners. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. I certainly hope that, too.
All right. We're going to talk to you soon. Sergeant Luke Davis again from Connecticut State Police here on WICC.